The advice in this podcast is intended as a general guide and does not cover any individual or corporate circumstances. Kyo Accountancy Group strongly recommend that formal tax advice be obtained before any steps are taken by individuals or corporates that may have a tax effect.
Hi everyone, this is Emily Kyo here of Kyo Accountancy Group, and today I'm going to talk about capital gains tax. Everyone should be aware of capital gains tax if you own an asset. So if you dispose of an asset, that's where capital gains tax kicks in. So disposal not only means selling an asset, it can also mean gifting an asset, exchanging an asset for another asset, etc. So the rate of capital gains tax in Ireland at the moment is 33%. So if you sell an asset and you make a capital loss, it's still important that you file a return with revenue because you need to record that capital loss. And if you make a capital gain in the future, you can actually offset that loss against any gain. And therefore that reduces your capital gains tax that you owe or could completely eliminate it altogether. From a cash flow point of view, it may be beneficial if you can to time the disposal of these assets. Because if you dispose of an asset between January and November, the payment date is the 15th of December in that year. So if you dispose of an asset on the 28th of November and you have a significant capital gains tax liability, that payment is due by the 15th of December. And if you dispose of the asset in December, the capital gains tax payment is due on the 31st of January. So if you can, it's beneficial for you to dispose of an asset in January, February, March, which gives you time to gather the cash flow to pay your liability in December or albeit in January. It's important to note that the filing date and the payment date aren't the same. So the filing date is then the year after you dispose of the asset, and that goes in your Form 11 if you are an accountable person, or you declare that on your PO anytime return. Often where people get confused is if they're living abroad and they dispose of an Irish situated asset, they don't realise that they actually are liable to capital gains tax on that asset. So it's important to be aware of that if you own an asset in Ireland and you're living abroad, that if you sell that asset and there is a gain, you are liable to capital gains tax. Another common error is an Irish resident individual owning foreign assets. So if you have a holiday home or a property in Spain or in France, and if you dispose of that asset and make a gain, you are liable to Irish capital gains tax. You may be liable to Spanish or French, wherever it may be, tax as well, but you are due a credit in Ireland against any tax paid in that country. To alleviate the liability in capital gains tax, there are certain expenses that you can claim. On disposal of the asset, any costs incurred on the purchase, such as stamp duty, legal fees, can be deducted on the disposal of the asset. And again, any costs associated with the sale of the asset, such as solicitor costs, auctioneer costs, can be deducted. And then it's the gain. So it's your purchase price plus your expenses, less what you sold the asset for. That's your gain. And that amount is what is taxed at 33%. There's also a personal exemption available of 1270 per year that comes off your taxable amount. And if you own the asset pre-2003, you can also claim indexation relief, which accounts for inflation and increases your base cost, which is the cost you would have paid for the asset pre-2003. There are certain other exemptions of capital gains tax. To name a few would be principal private residence. If you sell your own home and you've always lived there and it's all for personal use, you may be exempt from CGT. And transfer of site from a parent to a child may also be exempt from CGT. It's also important to note that if you are a non-resident and you sell an Irish asset and you have a solicitor dealing in the sale for you, for the solicitor to release the funds from the sale proceeds to you, they require a letter of clearance from the Revenue Commissioner. So it's important to bear this in mind and always have it at the forefront of your mind to make sure that that letter is obtained, because the longer that letter takes to obtain, the longer it takes for the funds to come into your hands. And at the moment, solicitor's client accounts are holding money in negative deposit. So therefore, I know some solicitors have to charge for that, or your value of your money is decreasing while being left in that account. If you're looking for more help or assistance, or if you have any queries on capital gains tax, you can email us at info@accountancygalway.com, or you can call the office on 091 778690. Thanks for listening.